Led clinic, the government attempts to combat Islamophobia, and New Zealand breaking world records. Good morning, this is Sina and Miranda with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Miles government have opened the first nurse-led clinic in Brisbane CBD as part of a $46 million investment, promoting accessibility healthcare to Queenslanders under the Queensland Women and Girls Health Strategy 2032. The clinic is open from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. every day and is there to provide treatment to non-life-threatening illness and give medical advice free of charge. Metro North Health Chief Operating Officer Jane Hancock says these new nurse-led clinics showcase the role nurses play in the delivery of frontline healthcare.
The Maoist government is investing another $20 million into expanding the Deadly Families Program, which supports First Nations mothers and babies throughout pregnancy and postpartum. The new program is being established in rural Queensland and is dedicated to providing personalized care in hopes to decrease preterm birth and low birth weight, which increases breastfeeding. Queensland Health Chief First Nation Officer Angela Young said through our First Nation First Health Strategy, they will continue to actively place First Nations people and their voices at the forefront of healthcare service design and delivery in Queensland.
In national news, the Australian government has appointed Aftab Malik as the first special envoy to combat Islamophobia. Mr. Malik is recognised as a global expert on Muslim affairs by the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations. He has previously worked in the New South Wales Premier's Department, where he focused on promoting social cohesion and encountering hate and extremism. According to the government, the envoy's role will include listening and engaging with members of the Muslim community and religious discrimination experts in Australia. Discussing ways to combat Islamophobia, Mr. Malik's three-year term is set to begin on the 14th of October.
Tuvalu's Climate Minister Maina Taylor says the Labor government has undermined Australia's case to co-host the 2026 UN Climate Summit with island nations by approving three coal mine expansions. She says that the mine approvals would be a cold, direct threat to our collective future. Fossil fuels are killing us, all of us. It is therefore immoral and unacceptable to any country to open four new fossil fuel projects, she said. The Australian Conservation Foundation says the shipping and burning of the coal from the three projects would generate more than 1.3 billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions.
In international news, New Zealand has reclaimed the world record for the largest participation of the haka, with over 6,000 people performing the Maori ceremonial dance and taking the title from France. The record was smashed at Eden Park Stadium in Auckland, where thousands of people gathered to participate, including few famous faces to help included New Zealand band 660 and US TV host Conan Bryan. The Guinness World Record adjudicator confirmed 6,531 participants had performed. Although Auckland organisers had hoped for up to 10,000 participants, they were still pleased to reclaim New Zealand's national treasure.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website for www.z.org/news.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wow, some people might consider them offensive.